Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright. But just a kiss,
cool. You know I love you.
I love you too.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It is going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Everyone, this is Carly. It's Friday night the 6th. How did I remember today's day? That is very amazing, in my opinion. Okay, so tonight we are going to talk about everything. We are going to talk about, you know, when I'm angry. Okay, I'm going to bend for 2 seconds. I know I have calls and I will get to you, but you know what? This though is for me a vent. And you guys can just, you know, tell me I'm crazy, but all I'm going to say about this, because it's been bothering me since last night when I stupidly watched the Exista Make Sue. It got recorded because I have a brand new TV. Oh, God, I'm in love with my TV, people. I don't know who I love more. My TV or Spinelli at this point, you know, it could go both ways. But no, okay, Spinelli is moving the fuck out of the pink room and go live with Maxie that doesn't treat him well. And, you know, every time I look at Maxie, it's like I'm looking at Kate, because it's not Kristen Storm, the Kristen Storm, the however the fuck you say that. And it makes me crazy. I mean, I love Spinelli and Jason's friendship. I've never said on here that I would want that to go away. No, I look forward to their little, you know, nice little friendship that they have. It's great. I love it. Central Hospital, don't fuck with me right now. And you know what? save God. Somewhere in this land, and they call me and son have sex. Let's see what else I need to rant about. Oh, yeah, people. If you really want good bubble bath, you need to go to Walmart. They have tons of sections, very, very low in price, very, you know, very good. So I'm going to bring on the call. Don't mean no, I'm not going to vent through the episode tonight, people, because I love venting and it's good for you. I was somewhere, so I'm going with that. So I'm going to take my first call. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Callie?
Yes, I got it right. Well, I'm good. I'm just kind of mad with the whole Spinelli and Jason thing because, you know what, Spinelli has every right to, you know, be in the pink room. I'm sorry. And, you know, I don't give a damn. I do not give a damn that Sam's going through this. Sam can fuck me for all I can kill. But you do not take my Spinelli and Jason relationship and throw it out.
He should be in the pink room. He belongs there. I don't like it either.
Okay, good, good. See, I have you on my side for that tonight.
I'm
good.
On your side. I'm always on your side.
Yeah. It upset me because, you know what, Spinelli and Jason have that brother relationship no matter what.
And Jason
and
likes
you know
it.
What? Yeah, and Jason needs him more than ever, people. You know, with the thing going on in his head, you know, Franco, you know, and having not having a very good person to sleep with.
Jason,
you know, come on.
Jason doesn't want to be alone with her. He likes Spinelli there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, so just for me, I was mad. I mean, Kathy knows it because, you know, hi everyone in this album, but Blonde, I do, but I think Spinelli is going to be happy with Mac, living with Maxie. Blue Blonde, I do not agree with you on this whatsoever. Maxie had trumped Spinelli's heart more than one time, okay? I don't trust Maxie for loving Spinelli with her heart. And so,
she's only going to hurt him again.
Oh, my God, we have a lot of callers tonight. Well, okay, so now I'm bringing 443 on. Hello.
Hey, it's Candace.
Oh, you mean the person that never returned my text? You mean that person?
Okay, I've had an emergency situation, so.
Yeah, okay, but how do I know that?
Well,
what happened?
I left my keys in my house, so right now as we're speaking, I am walking, like, around the block here, so y'all going to hear some noises. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Okay.
Because I have to wait till my roommate comes back to the house so I can go get my key and, well, you know, get back in the house. But, yeah, that's why when you text me, I was leaving out to go somewhere, and then when I was like, oh, my God. But I was so wrapped up today because of One Life to Live. Can we say amazing?
Well,
you
I haven't seen it. I have not seen it yet, but
I didn't see it either.
Yeah, I've heard it's amazing, but Candace, okay, here's what you need to do to get inside of your house. Use that credit card. I can't believe I'm saying this on air, okay? Use that credit card, and you can pick the lock that way.
I can't. I tried.
You can't.
I even used a nail file. I can't believe I'm saying this one. And this is so sad that I actually used this. I actually had a screwdriver in my purse. And I was trying to, you know, wiggle the lock, but it didn't work. So, you know.
Okay, you know what? If little people are listening, okay, do not follow the host example, okay? I've done it before. It's worked for me. I don't know why I'm sharing this little thing on air.
It works at my house.
See, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I learned that from the soaps, people. Things you learn on
a...
Well, yeah, but... Why in the hell are you carrying a screwdriver in your purse, though? I'm just curious.
Doesn't everyone? I'm only kidding.
Thank you.
Well, I know.
Thank you. No, because what happened today was at work I had to fix something, and I'm that girl that always has a tool, like, you know, nearby her, like, at the house. So I went to my house to get the tool set, and I was starting to put everything in my purse, but I put my screwdriver in it. Don't ask me, but it was just, like, you know, I had it with me, and, yeah, I wasn't doing anything illegal. I'm not that crazy.
Yes. Well, I know you're not that crazy.
Next week it's a different story.
Oh, I know. Next week,
Yes.
I don't think I want to be on. I was thinking about moving to another country for next week, just because I'm going to be really, 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 really upset all next week because of it. And I've one life to live. I don't want to think. I don't want to go there. My heart cannot go there right now. People, so be nice to me about it. I just, you know, I can't believe this is almost over. I can. You know what, you guys, if you told me 3 years ago, let's say 5 years ago, the Guiding Light at the Return, AMC, and One Life was going to all be gone, you know what, I would have looked at them and said, okay, you need to suck yourself into a mental hospital. That's what I would tell people. Probably not the best way, but that's what I would. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Okay, Silo's going to kill me. Hi, Silo.
Hey, everyone. Candace, I think you're very resourceful. You're one of the people that would want to be on an island with, you know.
Exactly.
You gotta,
that's
what
I
would know.
Yeah.
That's right. Hi, Shiloh.
Hi, Kathy.
And we have 520. You're on the air, too. Welcome to the party.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, Heather.
Hey. Okay, Heather, I know we are both Spinelli and Maxi fans, but first I'm a Jason and Spinelli fan.
Oh, me too. I love Jason and Spinelli,
I mean,
I'm just trying to think realistically,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, he's 25 years old, Spinelli.
Oh,
he probably should be getting his own place, but...
Okay.
But I love Jason and Spinelli, of course, but...
Well,
I mean,
you know,
Spinelli's character is in such a different place right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it just doesn't make sense anymore for him to be
living
with.
Well, you know what? Yeah,
but
if they fuck with their friends and Jason and Spinelli's, that won't be good on their part, because I will do something about that, because that... Ever since day one with those two, you failed the chemistry, you failed whatever, you know, Steve took Bradford under his wing when he first started. So if you ask me, I love them, I really do, and it just, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, that cannot happen. But you know what, I'm starting a campaign tonight on the show. I'm starting a campaign that Carly and Saul need to have sex together very soon. This is my new campaign. I'm sorry, I love them. I adore them. They are my favorite couple right now. Well, Jason and Liz are my favorite couple of all time. But together, that I can get excited for those two. So, and you know what, Alexis, you can go bite me as far as I'm concerned. You know what?
She was terrible.
Yeah, you know what, Alexis, go jump off a bridge, because you know what, number one, let's see.
She has no right to talk. She has no right to say that stuff to Kyle.
Exactly.
It was
This just shows the inconsistency of the writing, though, because I believe on, like, it was, like, the next day or something, wasn't Alexis in the lobby of, like, the Metro Court or something, and she was, like, totally against Sunny, so it's, like... So two episodes ago, she was, like, totally hating on Carly. And then two episodes later, she's, like, totally in agree with her. So, I mean, that just shows how, like, stupid the writing is. So I don't even
know.
When I see
writing.
That, I just don't even...
No, I agree,
Heather. I agree, Heather.
But you know what? I'm taking Carly DeFencio. Number one, she didn't know Zax was alive. She had a feeling, and you know, she had a little evidence. But come on, people, she didn't talk to the asshole at all for months since she's been gone. And so I'm sorry. In my little opinion, Alexis can go fuck herself. I will never have Sunny as a client ever again. Okay, Alexis, you're doing that,
yeah.
And, you know, he had the whole Christina thing over you, Alexis. Oh, but you're going to be my go down with the 10-foot pole for this? Come on. You know, come on, Alexis. How many parenting mistakes have you made? How many mistakes have you made?
But the only thing is, Callie wasn't making a mistake. She was protecting Jax.
Alexis
should be happy about that. Callie wasn't doing anything wrong. Alexis should be happy with Callie.
The real Kate would have been like totally in support of too. Like the real Kate would have, been happy about this. She wouldn't have been all bitching at Carly about it like that. I just thought the whole thing was bullshit.
Yeah.
Callie should be a hero. I mean, she did the right thing.
I think so. Because come on. Nathan even defended her in a way, saying, okay, she wasn't pursued that new, but, my opinion is, what she did, she was trying to protect, Zax, because, come on, Sunny has been wanting Zax dead, and this is, would go improve it.
Well,
and Jack, I'm not...
I wonder if Jax will know that she was protecting him. Will Jax know that?
Okay, good. Because if it, God, I always thought they should just get together for the sake of leaving my people alone. I've always went for Alexis Jax pairing.
They were married
only,
In name only.
Oh, and by the way, you guys, you're going to be very proud of me. I did not buy this week's Soap Opera Weekly because I saw the sex stand and I started laughing about the cover with Sam, Franco, Jason, and the whole baby set. And I started laughing at the still looking at it and I couldn't stop. I almost kind of wet my pants. It was like one of the bad moments. And someone looked at me like I was crazy. They did not understand why I was laughing. Okay, so the reason why I was laughing, come on, this baby won't see the light of day. It's not Jason's. And, so Papa Weekly, keep on doing this. Keep on doing cover stories like this. And your magazine will just stay in the store where they belong because... we don't want to hear anything about Jason, Franco, and Sam.
Now, you have to admit, Carly and everyone, that this week I laughed my ass off watching Sam with that frickin' pregnancy test.
I know, I did too.
Yeah.
Jason, are you frickin' blind?
I just thought it was funny she just brings it with her everywhere she goes.
Yeah.
It's like I hate to say this about Elizabeth, but they write her character to carry this paternity test everywhere she goes. So I just thought it was kind of funny and humorous. Knowing certain characters, they just bring everything with them everywhere they go.
It's got a bright pink lid in a white bag, and Jason's looking right in that direction, and he never saw the damn thing. Then she kicks it under the credenza thing in the dining room. Then she puts it, it's just silly. I just laughed. I'm like, Sam, you are so stupid.
I thought the same thing. I was hysterical. I thought it was a riot.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, she's going to be a great mom. She'll misplace the kid.
I didn't see today's. I haven't watched today's yet.
Well, I'm excited watching this weekend because I got a new TV, you guys. And by the way, Costco is having a booth.
Tell me about your TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, 27 inches. It lifts my whole dresser, you guys. And, you know, I want the TV to go up, but since, you know, my dresser doesn't go that far, I'm getting a new dresser because of it, because, you know, my mom's like, did you want a new thing for your room, and you can just give what is left to your sister? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I had enough of her hand-me-down when I was a kid. So, yeah, go for it. And we're now in 27 inches, you guys. And the color, I mean, you can see everything, and you can't even see the closed caption thing better, and you can't even see the crawl better. And, oh, yes, that's what I think. We need to have them stop breaking in for every little thing. We should, you know, have, like, a campaign. Because I feel, living in Seattle, every time something breaks, they break into our soaps. Now, people, they should be doing that to the guy that backs the ball for, like, 18 years, once every season or three times every season, and see how the guys like it. Because my grandfather told me once about, twice about some, the World Series happened or something, and they broke in because of the earthquake or something. And then when JFK, you know, died, they broke into that, and they did not even have a Sunday football that week. But I'm just like, and they broke in when OJ were on that, you know, crazy little, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I was so mad. You know, I was watching the basketball game that night because there was nothing to watch. And they go, breaking news. I'm like, it's a basketball game. Come on, they are not going to break in for this. Oh, they are breaking in for this. And I could not believe that basketball got interrupted, that OJ trumped the, you know, the playoffs. So, yeah, oh, okay. We have another call. 413?
How's it going, Carly?
Silas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Silas is back. Yay.
I told you I would do my best to get over here. It's been kind of a nutty few weeks. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
So, okay, I came in on, like, the, you know, I did not come in right away, but everyone told me that you were kind of angry what was going on about the whole thread thing. So if you need me to take care of anyone for you or anything, just let me know, Silas. I'm on your team, and I think what happened was not your fault, and, you know, everyone should be on your side.
Which thing is my fault? That's the question I
okay,
asked.
That wizard death threat.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole thing is just absolute baloney. It's absolute baloney. I mean, you know, I know. If there were death threats, I mean, I had conversations with people yesterday afternoon, and I said, look, we've got to stand up for Richard Sims and not stand for this kind of thing. And then when I heard right before I went live last night that Sims implied I'm the one that did it, I'm like, wait a minute. Here I am coming to this guy's defense, and this is what he says? And I'm like, why would he point me out?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, because he's a son of a bitch. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if people get mad at me over saying this, but he is. I mean, come on, Silas. You are a better reporter. You get the facts straight. You actually care about the fans and care about what in the hell has been going on for you. And, you know, Sims could really care less. I mean, you can see it in his magazines and whatever. And I just think everyone knows you would never do something like that. And
thank you. I appreciate that. But to me, what do I always tell my listeners? What have I been saying for the last 8 months? Connect the dots.
Yep. Yeah.
So I thought about it. What yesterday happened that would cause him to try to throw everybody off the track? Well, if anyone followed Michael Muni's tweets yesterday about the about the soaps in depth polls. The fact of the matter is we have verifiable proof that there is a group of fans that go in there and do those soaps in depth polls right down to we can predict the order, the exact order in which users do it. Yep. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's like, you know, you can say, oh, I don't have any control, all you want. You know what? If you can't do a simple IP tracker on polling software on your website, you have no business having a website. That's how I look
exactly.
at it.
Exactly.
I'm in the business.
Yeah.
I'm in the business.
Well, and you know what? And if you post something over there that they don't like, it's taken down in about 2 seconds.
Well, you know what? In my mind, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you something. I made a 2012 resolution. I'm not going to attack Richard Sims, but I am going to speak the truth. There's a difference. I am going to speak the truth. As far as I'm concerned, the only soap opera magazine worth buying is Nelson Branco's Soap Opera Uncensored if you go online. If you want the print magazine, it's Soap Opera Weekly, and here's why. Soap Opera Weekly is going to start covering all the web soaps. Great move. Plus, Soap Opera Weekly, you know, at least Soap Opera Weekly has a little bit of substance to it. You know, so in my mind, Soaps in Depth is in deep trouble. They might as well shut down the ABC part of it. And I feel bad for Sims. He's going to, you know, his job's in jeopardy. But you know what?
Well,
he could have done something about that.
And you also remember when Passons went off. You know, they put Days of Our Life in the CBS magazine because that was only NBC one. And I always thought, what was so weird about that in my book? Well, you know what? If One Life and AMC is going off, but not all the way, but are you just going to, what, you're going to have ABC substandard this for General Hospital? Like, that's what I don't get, I mean, about this whole thing, because if, you know, One Life and AMC goes off, are they still going to even have an ABC soaps in depth for one? So, Bartha, that's what I was thinking the other day, anyway.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's what my mom said.
You know,
my mom was like,
when
should we? Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I asked my mom about a couple months ago, I said, what happened to the soaps and dust thing? I thought you were going to renew the issue. And she was like, no, I decided not to because, well, what's going to happen once all my children have one life to live? Like, it's just going to be General Hospital. I was like, well, I still want to support the whole thing, though, so I don't mind, like, paying $20 for the whole year. But, I just recently, she didn't, like, continue it, so I just bought an issue, like, last week, but I haven't read it yet.
Well, you know, I mean, ABC Soaps in Depth has been GH Soaps in Depth for years. I mean, they really didn't. They didn't
That's
give
true.
All my children and One Life to Live everything they could have done. And
exactly.
What's really, really sad is the fact that the truth is One Life to Live's ratings have been so unbelievably good.
And,
you know, when you want to look at General Hospital and look at how their ratings have gone down, it has nothing to do with One Life to Live because One Life to Live was a strong lead-in. It has to do with crappy writing and crappy casting and with the fact that they have strayed so far away. You know, the bottom line is Frank and Ron are going over there on Monday. There are going to be changes. Some of those changes we're probably not going to like. Some of the changes we will. There's going to be a difference. But if they really want GH to explode and get back to where it needs to be, Jake and Jason and Elizabeth have to be together.
Thank you.
Okay, that's right off the bat. Epiphany needs a family and a storyline.
Yep.
Cut down on the mob. Cut down on the mob. Get rid of Kelly Sullivan and bring back Megan Ward. You know, as far as Dante's mother and all that, she's not working anymore. It doesn't fit.
Exactly.
Pump up the Cassadine.
Yep, and they also need to bring back Lodzik.
I agree. They need to bring back Jake. They really need to bring back
because
Jake.
Because in my mind, Cyrus, and people can call me crazy, I will never say that little boy is dead because the events of that day doesn't hold true to me. So I will never say Jake died because there's too much that were on that day. So, wow, we have a lot of calls tonight. Wow.
Yeah, I just want to say something real quick.
Sure.
I just went into the supermarket because I was, you know, I'm still walking away from my roommate. And I just had to take a look at all the stuff.
Use the knife!
Use
the knife!
So I just want to say the People magazine issue I found now with The Bachelor. Okay, so on page 82 is where the One Life to Live tribute starts. And as much as I want to say people should go out and get it, I just have mixed feelings about it because I feel like if all my children got a whole issue dedicated to them, One Life to Live should have gotten it too. But I did see, like, ABC Soaps and Depth, they have One Life to Live on their cover. Soap Pop Weekly, they don't.
I know.
Well, you know Laura Wright's in that issue, by the way. You know, it's a nice little picture of her. Anyway, but I was looking, and I was, like, just shaking my head because then I turned around, and Soap Opera Weekly and Soap Opera Digest, they have their One Life to Live tribute magazine on sale on stands now. So I'm like, wait a minute, why didn't people do it? I'm thinking,
you know why people
didn't
do it? You want to know why people didn't do it?
All my children's sales weren't high enough. That's what I was told.
No, that's baloney. That's baloney. You want to know why people didn't do it? Because One Life to Live attracts a different audience.
That's
what it is. One Life to Live has a high urban audience, and People magazine, it doesn't do explosively well in the urban market. That's where that's at. Because One Life to Live, if you study the history of soap opera, One Life to Live is second to General Hospital in how it has impacted American society.
As far as I'm concerned,
People magazine did it because they were like, yeah, nobody cares about One Life to Live. Guess what, folks? A week from Monday, ABC is going to wish they never canceled One Life to Live.
Exactly.
I'm dreading Friday already.
You know what?
It's going to be hard for me.
And my little correspondent will keep me in the loop while you're in New York, okay, or you will be fired. Very, very.
Okay.
I'm in the mood to fire someone right now, guys. So, yeah. But no,
Silas if he knows anything that's going on initially when Cartini show up Monday.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Has he heard anything?
I can tell you this. I have heard a couple of things. First thing I heard was all these rumors that are out there about all these decisions they've made are false.
Yes.
No decisions have
been
made. Okay? Frank, what's today, Friday? All right, Valentini probably walked through the studio today, if I'm correct. He will start work on Monday. He'll be talking to all the actors. Ron will be looking at storylines. You know, I think next week is going to be a get-your-feet-wet week.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be seeing Garen stories for probably about 3 or 4 weeks, but there will be a change. I can promise you this. All these rumors about half of One Life to Live's cast going to General Hospital, that is a bold-faced lie. That's not true.
But Michael Easton is, right?
I have heard that Michael may be going. But, Ted King, I have not heard. No one I know has ever heard Ted King.
Okay, you guys, we have a lot of calls. Holy shit. How did this happen?
Why? You have a lot of calls on your switchboard?
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you, Cyrus.
Good, good. All right, well,
hey,
listen.
Cyrus.
What?
Are you going down to New York next week for
Okay.
Number one, I'm going to be very honest with everybody. I am very angry about The View because
they've been
pushing Judith Light, and it basically bringing Judith Light on is to take attention away from Erica Slezak.
That's wrong.
And that really makes me angry. And number two, Judith Light was asked to come to One Life to Live and do an appearance towards the end, and she declined.
Exactly.
She shouldn't even be on there.
I agree.
She didn't come back. She shouldn't be on The View. And the only reason she's coming on The View is to pump up her own ratings. So you know what?
That's what I said.
From today forward, I will never watch anything she is
me
in
either.
Again.
Me too. I thought the
me
same
too.
Thing.
Yep.
Well, yep. I didn't know she was coming on until I got the email saying, the actors were going to be there, and Agnes Nixon is going to be there. So, out of respect for her, and I was really glad they said, I was going, I just really want to support the fact that, this show did bring together a lot of great actors. You can't say they didn't, but they did it. And the fact is that I've met so many people, including you guys, folks like One Life to Live and God Light and Asshole Turns and stuff. So that's where I'm going. Not for like egos and everything, but I'm going as a fan and to support.
And you're going on the correspondent too.
But Judith Light should not be on there.
You know what? That pissed me off. It pissed me off because I'm sorry. If she really cared, she would have came back. She would have rearranged her whole entire schedule if it was that important to come back, and she didn't.
No, she wouldn't. She didn't want to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think let's give Cartini a couple of weeks to get their heads together.
Exactly.
And then when the rumor mills come out, we'll see what goes on. But I just say be patient. Next week is One Life to Live's week. Let's not forget that. We have a great gift next week. We really do.
And make you waiting know next week for One Life to Live. Let the ratings show how much they fucked this up. Let the ratings show. We did not want this.
The ratings are going to be so high next week.
Yeah, the fans did not want this. So let it know next week.
Did you guys watch today's episode?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No.
Amazing.
Today's episode of One Life to Live. Now, listen, I've been watching soap operas for 47 years. Today's episode of One Life to Live is the greatest episode of soap opera I have seen in my entire life.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yep. Gosh. Yep. Gosh.
The ending had me so wrecked. I called my friend Denise in tears, and she said, "You're watching the ending, aren't you?" I said, "I can't take it. I can't take it."
It is a brilliant show. Cool. I will watch it this weekend on my new 27-inch TV.
Carly, you need to watch it, tonight. Seriously.
Candace, I haven't been to bed in 24 hours, so I will not do my guess.
Carly, the entire episode will keep you awake. You will not fall asleep.
Yep.
Cyrus,
are you having a show on Monday? Because
I am having a show Monday night. Okay, let me tell you what my schedule is next week because I have a special show. I'm on Monday. Jill Larson's on my show. She was vocal on All My Children.
Oh, cool!
And a possible surprise guest. I'll know more this weekend. Thursday night I have my normal show, and that show, Granny Franz may be coming back. And then Friday night, Granny Franz. And then Friday night, I'm doing a special 9 o'clock Eastern Time show, and we're calling it the end of Landview, and we're just going to do a special show to talk about the final episode. And
okay,
I'm not calling it the series finale. I am calling it the network finale.
Okay, so okay, because I usually have mine till Friday. I just didn't want us to go head to head or whatever, but I didn't know how long you would be on air and all of that. And
I'm just doing an hour on next Friday night, I think.
Okay.
From 9 at 9, and the only reason I'm doing it is because a lot of my friends are One Life to Live listeners, and they were like, can we do what we did when all my children went off the air? Because I did that special show that night, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was great. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm like, okay, fine, we will.
No. Okay, so, we will all be tuning into your show next week and bring your Kleenexes all next week, you guys, because I feel like we are going to use them.
I promise you, every day next week, every episode next week is going to have you in tears. I know a lot about what's coming next week, and you are not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. It's going to be amazing.
Cool.
All right, ladies, have a great weekend. I got to move on to my next target.
Okay, night, Silas.
Good night, Silas. Good
night,
Silas.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Amy is on the switchboard. Hi.
Hi.
Amy.
Hi,
Anna. And my little, oh my God, what happened to my little, my little thing left me. Christy, iHeart Radio, get your butt back on the phone. Sorry.
She fell asleep again.
And I have no idea, but you know what? Amy, talk. Amy, I love it when you're on because I know you have a certain amount of time. But talk to us, Amy.
Oh, I am so tired.
I know, and the block call is on, too. And 863, if you want to go on, press in your hand. 972, do you want to be on the air or are you just holding? Hello? 972? Well,
hello?
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 Yeah?
Hi.
Who's this? Weird. Okay.
I think that Ron didn't call his bag.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious. Okay, if 883 wants to go on, press 1 and 954 wants to come on, let me know. So, Amy, talk to us. Dawn, what do you feel about?
Oh, I don't know. It saddens me. I don't know. I just can't believe they're doing this to. I don't know.
So, do you think we are gonna get a couple soon? What do you think?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be like instant wham bam. Hooray,
thank
they're
you,
here
ma'am.
Kind of thing. And I don't want that either. I think it's going to, but it's going to be a definite thing.
I really hope it sprinkles, baby.
I think there's going to be a huge twist in that. And you know what? I really don't care whose baby it is, but I'll tell you right now, it is not Jason's.
I
think she's going to have a miscarriage anyway.
No, I think she's going to.
No, I just don't think she's going to find out she's pregnant. I think it's like, even if the pregnancy test says, like, oh, she's pregnant, I think she'll probably go in for one of those, like, blood tests or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, it's a false positive. Because I think by then, they should be able to maybe change the writing or whatever. Because I just think.
Well, no.
I mean, you got to, because you have to think about it in this way, too. So it's like, you have all the Jason Lewis fans. They don't, you know, want Jason and Sam together. But then you got a bunch of Sam fans, and they don't necessarily want to see. I mean, it's like you got to try to play both fan bases in some way. So it's like you don't want to piss off any Sam fans by not
No,
later,
I think
if I was writing it, if I was doing it the smart way, I'd feel like I would try not to piss off as many fans as I could and try to keep
you know what? You know what? Heather, I love you, but
I really think there's going to be a bigger twist than that.
Yeah, but they've been pissing us off for years, this fan base. So, yeah, it's okay if
you're
pissed off.
Yeah, but you had a different set of writers, though. Don't forget.
No.
Yeah,
no, it's okay. No.
Writers, so,
it's okay.
We have new people coming into the show now, and I think that, you know, I think these guys are going to come in, you know, next week, and they're going to look over things, and I don't think they're going to, you know, even if they want Jason and Liz to be the ultimate couple to get together, you have to write it in such a way that you can make all the Sam and Jason fans sort of see it where it
you know
can
what?
Seem realistic
what?
Or something.
Okay,
so
why in the fuck?
A huge number of
okay,
fans.
Why in the fuck do we even care about them? They got their way
no,
for
I'm
the last
saying,
three and a half
I'm
years.
Saying,
Carly, calm down. I know what she's saying.
Calm down.
I just don't want to lose the kind of time. They can't just turn a switch and all of a sudden show up with Liz and Jason and Jay.
No,
they
I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it's okay and piss us off for the last 3.5 years, but we cannot piss off some teeny bopper little couple that, you know, is not even good together. Come on.
Carly,
what I'm just saying
down.
Is that, you know,
come on.
I want General Hospital to stay on the air. So however they write it, I want it well done.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
you know, I don't think
there's a baby to begin with, but if she is, I can't tell you who I know or who I heard it from. But it's not Jason's.
Yeah,
that's all I care about.
Chrissy, get back on the air.
I have a feeling that she's going to be injured, and they're going to find out that she wasn't pregnant at all. So that's just me.
Yeah.
So
I just like to point out, I'm still waiting for my roommate.
I heard Silas called in. That was cool.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
He hadn't been available for us in a couple of weeks, and, you know, I treated him, and there he came, which was a very good choice, wasn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew that Paul was me, so he better call, right?
You know what, I just think, you know, it's going to be a very interesting couple of weeks. I really do.
I think it is, too, and I think that we're going to get a lot of tweaks, I guess you can call them, around the end of the month. I think we're going to get more of a hint, more of a positive vibe.
To get
viewers back, they're going to have to do something. And I've heard from many different people that this new regime is looking over Jason and Elizabeth's history since the moment they met. So, and it's all over the place. I'm not making this up. So
that's what I've been seeing on the boards and stuff.
My other co-host is here, not Terry. Terry Leonard, the weather. Chrissy is on the phone. Yay!
Hey, Chrissy. How's it going?
I think it's going anyway.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
it's just an entire week.
You know what? I think once,
next
is going to be beautiful for us, you guys, and, you know, it's going to be weird on the 16th. And, you know, Ty Pennington, I love you, but I can never watch that show ever. So, Ty, our relationship is over. I'm sorry about it.
Don't you guys really get upset that it's focusing on improving women? I am offended. It's beyond belief.
Well, that's a Brian Frost thing.
What was that?
Brian Frost thing. I said, it's a Brian Franz thing. You know?
I know.
He's misogynistic, and of course he's going to do that because he's a jerk. It's like, you know, we're only good to be barefoot and pregnant, apparently, and we only need to watch cooking shows and how to improve ourselves.
In today's age,
he's such a pig.
He really is. He's a pig.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just like, come on. I lived in the
70s. 7 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Well, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. And
I don't know. I just don't understand it. But anyway, on a happier note.
Yeah, you know what? I think our cover will be coming. You know.
Oh yeah. And yeah, like I said, it's not going to be like a 1 day, 2 day thing.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to have a good scene. I think there's going to be an argument, and I think they need that. And
yeah.
I think going to. I think there's this rumor out there that Jason tells Patrick or something that I guess she thought, you know, Jason and her were more than, you know, she put more into it, but I guess she says Sam is, I guess, best for him or something. But I think that's just like a, what do they call it? Like, she's hiding her feelings. You know what I mean? Yeah, she's supposed to say something to, you know, obviously, undermine the liaison relationship and stuff like that. She put more into it than he did and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
However, you're going to see a surprise because you're never going to get that from Jason. He's never going to, you know, he's not going to let her think that. And I think there's going to be a little bit of Jason chasing Elizabeth.
Good.
For a while.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that she's going to be with someone else because I honestly don't think this Ewan guy or however you say his name, I cannot stand his name.
I do not trust this guy. The way Tom looked at him the other day was okay. I just don't trust this guy. This guy is very creepy to me, and
he is. He's not
being really
honest
hot
with her.
I know. He's
and,
not really hot.
You know,
he had like a shot. He's on today.
Hey,
he
can
like
show
his
abs any day.
Yeah.
You know, these guys start to meet taking their shirts off when they act.
I just look at his chest.
No, I mean, I don't find him attractive at all. In fact, I find him kind of creepy.
Terry's going on the party.
Hello.
I don't know. I'm 68 minutes late.
Hello.
What happened?
Hello.
Hello. I totally forgot about that. I was sitting here eating dinner too, and stuff. So
you always forget about us.
And my mom's here too, so I kind of.
Oh, fine.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, you guys. By the way, Happy New Year, everyone. Okay.
I'm still not feeling good. My side is hurting from coughing too much, I think, and I'm.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, well, you guys want to hear something funny? I'm not allowed to be funny right now because whenever she laughs at hers, so I cannot be my witty, funny self right now.
That's
so
awesome.
Oh, Dolly, come on. Plus,
when I get on these kicks,
Well, I figured that. But no, you guys. I think tomorrow, next week, people, you need to go buy Kleenexes.
Are you talking about when I still live? Yeah. Are you talking about? Oh, God.
I'm okay.
I'm focusing on one life. The whole
thing. I just watched it. I was so glad I'm not giving anything away, but they rectified something on the show. So
yeah.
Don't tell us.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything, but I won't say anything, but I knew that was coming. I had a feeling they were going to do that, you know.
Cover your ears.
Maybe it's Jessica.
I'm just
kidding. It's Jessica.
Okay, wait. Okay, I was something today that Jessica is not Mrs. Doll. Is that true?
That Jessica
I was
Flint.
Okay. Well...
It doesn't screw up Natalie, right? Natalie is still cleansed, right? Everyone?
Yes.
Anyone? Okay.
You have to watch
Kali.
Yeah.
I guess we have to watch.
You really need
fine,
to watch.
Fine. I will be.
The whole episode builds up to that final thing,
yep.
too.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Oh, you guys, who do you want to see at the ending thought of One Life to Live? I mean, like,
I want to see all of them.
I want to
be together
everyone.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Well, you guys, don't forget Agnes Nixon is going to be on this week. Or this next week. Yeah, she's going to do a guest spot. And then, everybody will be watching it anyway.
We got to bring the ratings up this week, you guys, for next week for One Life. Let them have the highest rating of a daytime drama that has ever gone off sale. And,
that happened to Guiding Light. Yeah. That's what happened to Guiding Light when it went off their final show. Their ratings had gone up.
They got the highest rating.
Yep.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
I know I turned in. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also, you guys, I'm gonna have a One Life to Live tribute show on Wednesday. So, and hopefully a couple of special guests. So, you guys won't want to miss it.
Okay. But I know you will tell me the special guest later, right?
Yeah, as soon as I confirm everything.
Okay,
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Prove me and the dog is wrong. And I hope everyone learns that. Thank you. But no, I just think, you know what would be really cool, though? There's a part of me that doesn't want to watch the View thingy, but there's a part of me that does because I'm kind of praying that Candace gets the one that said we will be right back, and when she said we'll be right back, please say we will be right back to daytime after dark.
Oh, I hope it's Candace.
I'm sorry.
I still don't know how I should say it in case I do get picked, because I want to say something like funny but cute at the same time, like with Landview. And I've been practicing all week, and it's like it still sounds corny, and I don't want
to
be corny.
Go
with what your heart says.
Exactly.
Oh,
right. Say what your heart says.
You.
That's right, child.
What my heart tells me, I'm going to be like, we'll be back to the View that's celebrating One Life to Live. Screw you, Brian Fawns.
What happened to mentioning Mites? Oh, God. If we got NASA Explosive that way, that would be great. Okay, fine. I'm thinking.
All I got to say is it's freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I got to have a good. I'm going to be a wreck. I know I'm going to be a wreck come Thursday morning.
Okay.
Well, no, because it's like it's a View, and I'm going to see Agnes Nixon. First and foremost, I've never met her. I've always admired her. So, one. And two, it's like, you know, Robert Stratt is going to be on there, and Hillary B. Smith. And, you know, it's like the final day of taping and stuff like that. When I cried.
Okay,
I
is Bob...
like, no, Carly knows this.
I know. Oh, God, yeah. She called me in tears. I had to calm her down, but Candace, what I was going to say is bring, if there's a bucket by you right before you go on and right before you go to the taping, just throw up in the bucket and you're fine. That's what I did in drama class when I had to play the monologue. I would throw up by the side door and then I would be fine. Like, yeah, I'll get drunk, but
I
don't want
to. That'll be great.
Yeah,
I can just see it now.
I know they're going to give up People magazine. That's the amount of money they're going to give us, you know, like a free copy of the People magazine or the 8x10, the final cast photo, which I wouldn't mind having. But, you know, it's just, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I really can't believe we're already in the last week.
Right.
It's only like a couple weeks ago.
It's
know,
crazy, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah. Like, I feel like crying all over again. I'm waiting for my roommate.
Next
week,
really kind of dreading, but I want to see how it all ends. But
exactly. Oh, by the way, you guys, I am working on I'm working on a poem about one life to live, and you guys have to tune in to next Friday because it's going to be the best little poem. It might make you cry, but I've been working on it for like a couple of days now, and, you know, I just want to say it will be really, 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 really good. So if you guys have to tune in to the beginning of the show, because if you don't, then you're going to miss my really, really good monologue about it.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
See, and you know, Candace, just don't get yourself in trouble. Don't talk, you know, like you did when Philip, you know, came.
I promise
you'll be all right.
I just don't want you to.
You're fine.
Yeah, I don't even know what to wear. Like, right now, I'm down to 5 outfits.
Oh,
gosh. And it's like I'm going to an award show. Like, I'm down to 5 outfits. And I have to, you know, fix my hair and make sure I have the makeup and the right heels and make sure that the weather matches the outfit. And I'm like, okay.
Aww.
And it's just because it's like, first of all, when I got that email, you guys have no idea. When I saw ABC, you know, the View tickets, you know, and I saw it. I'm like, what the heck? And then it said, congratulations. And I'm like, what? Like, I want to. I felt like recording my reaction on the show because it was like, okay, like, really? Like, okay, this is a dream. This is like somebody's punking me. Somebody, you know. And then when I saw who was going to be there, I'm like, what? Like, huh? But of course, you know, it's just. You know, this the last. I think this is probably one of the last big folk things I do. Maybe.
And Natalie, I mean, Melissa going to be there in Walboot?
They haven't said anything about Bree. They haven't said anything about Melissa. They haven't said anything about Michael. I'm pretty sure they will be there. You know, it's surprises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, they've been saying, I don't know if anybody's been watching The View, but they've been saying that they have, like, a special announcement for next week's episode.
Well, I've got a question. So, can you bring your phone in on The View when you're there? Do they not?
No. No, they're
probably not.
They're really strict on that.
Probably not.
They have a sign saying no cell phones are allowed. But you know what? Guess what?
Oh,
I'm going to break that rule. I'm breaking the rule.
Good.
They can't kick me out. They can't kick me out. What are they going to do? Kick me out? They can't kick me out. Why? Because I work for Daytime After Dark. The best
talk
show ever.
Okay, and if you get it, like in prison, just call me and I will go bail you out.
We'll have a campaign to get you out of jail.
And if she does go there, I
want a lifetime to be based on my life, Carly. I want Alicia Keys to play me. I want John Driscoll to play my boyfriend. I want Agnes to play my fairy godmother. I want Laura White to play you. I want Becky to play my best friend that I never had. Who else do I want? Everybody in One Life to Live to play the keyboard in One Life to Live.
All I can say, if you do go to jail, I will get you out. I don't know
that's
how.
That's the stupidest thing you're going to go to jail for. You think about that'll be a soap opera dedication right there. Like,
that would be awesome.
That would be awesome for who?
We'll be like, she deserves an Oscar.
Yeah, well, I mean.
For you. Like, I did it for the soap opera people.
Yeah, you can get a dig on Franz. Oh,
yeah,
so
God. Candace, if you do that, you will have a lot of people love you.
You'll be my hero.
I told you what I was going to do, wear a T-shirt. At first, I was going to do the T-shirt with the FUBF on it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
There you go. There's your outfit.
Okay, there we go.
Wear a shirt.
Oh, you guys,
right,
hold on. Hold on. You guys, Block called you on mail? Okay, you know what? Why? Oh,
really?
Oh, Chill. Chili? Are you there? Oh, did you fall asleep on us?
Night. Oh, my gosh. She should have been here last Friday. Oh, that was Chili? Hilarious.
Yeah, Chili, you missed last Friday. Chili?
I was thinking about,
2000. Oh, my God, that was hilarious last Friday.
Oh, my God.
This
guy called in. His name was Ron, and he just started talking about, what was your best and worst moment as a year. And then he's going on and on. I really can't think about it, and I'm starting to think about what – you know, the new year's going to bring, and we're like, this is a show about a soap opera, and you hear a click.
Yeah, I'm like,
it was funny.
Hilarious.
Really, it was like, funny. I'm sorry, that was funny. That was really funny, and...
he was seriously drunk or something, because how the hell did he get your number?
Well,
you just sitting in a bar or something.
I have no idea. I'm like, crap. But,
we're like, oh, hi.
And then,
we don't get very men on the show.
Really? I was just like, huh?
No. I laughed. I was laughing.
Yeah, oh, God. We were so rude.
Oh,
we were.
It's probably
so, you guys, I was trying to explain to somebody today. Explain to me again the Jake thing, because I was trying to explain it, but I don't think I was explaining it right.
Explain what Jake
thinks.
Silas thinks
he's alive,
too.
Explain the theory that you were thinking that he's alive, but that is it the white lady you're saying is taking care of him at Windermere, or what was it? I couldn't remember.
First of all,
what
I don't think. Well, I don't think the white lady.
No.
Nor this Ewan guy, or however you say his name, Dr. Drag, I call him.
Ewan.
I don't think he's at Windermere myself.
I don't think they
don't
have
either.
Anything to do with it. However, I do think Helena knows a lot more than.
I think Helena and Franco know
than anybody. I think that Helena's a mastermind. I think that, that would explain the whole, pinning it on Luke. I mean, it would bring Cassadine and Spencer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there's just so many different directions they can go. And then there's the Tracy and Anthony wedding, and he's supposed to know about Alan's will.
Yep.
That Tracy and Luke.
That'll be good.
Stole.
Yep.
So, I mean, and they keep bringing up Jake, you know. So
yeah.
I just
the motorcycle,
I just think,
the motorcycle
the
other day with Jason with the motorcycle.
Yeah. And
yeah.
You guys gotta remember, okay, it was last year around this time. Hello?
We got the worst news ever.
Oh God, who coughed?
It's me.
Hello?
Sorry, I have a really bad cough, and I keep having these fits every once in a while. So sorry.
You poor thing. I know.
Yeah.
You know, I swear everyone is sick. Carrie doesn't feel well. You don't feel well.
I'm
no.
right now.
It's hard.
I've been on antibiotics and stuff, but it's not. I mean, like I just keep coughing and it's been awful, and I haven't taken my medicine yet. But
take an X-ray?
What?
Did they take an X-ray of your lungs?
They didn't take an X-ray, but they said that I was like pneumonia, that I had pneumonia. And
mm-hmm.
this was, I went to the, I had to go to the urgent care on, like, Saturday, the 31st, and they gave me antibiotic and, like, some cough medicine. And, I thought I was doing better, but then today I've been coughing a lot more. So I don't know what's going, you know, I mean, I'm almost done with the antibiotic.
If
so I don't know what's
it,
going
on. Did they take your blood or something? I mean, how
be,
else would they
know
that
you had? It
should be gone with the antibiotic. It should be better with the antibiotic.
Yes. If
it's
still there Monday, you should go back and say, I'm having problems still. Can you do a test?
I'm sorry, but did they take blood? Is that how they knew you had pneumonia?
They did take blood, but they didn't call to say, you know, if there was anything out of the ordinary. So I just assumed, okay, well.
So they were just assuming you had pneumonia.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, they should
not
write
it
often.
By the way, you guys, Black Caller, you're on the air too. Black Caller?
Oh, man.
No, what? Okay, you know what?
Hang up.
I thought it was a new one then because, no, you really, 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 really should go back to the doctor because.
Yeah, it's been a week.
Dad,
even longer than that you've been sick?
Because I had pneumonia.
Yeah.
And they gave me antibiotics when I
had
pneumonia.
I've had walking pneumonia. I had it for like 4 weeks in a row. So,
I had pneumonia because they did a chest X-ray and the doctor actually apologized and said, "You have pneumonia. I'm sorry."
Same thing happened
right.
to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
same
I
thing
guess,
happened
I,
to me. But they gave me antibiotics and when I took the antibiotic, it was better.
Doctors are very stupid.
And I haven't felt better.
Tell me
my
about
mom
it.
Said my mom said she was surprised they didn't give me what is it like a deep T pack or a D pack or they gave me that.
Yeah.
They gave me the stuff. And she's like, no wonder you're still coughing or whatever. I got doxycycline.
Oh God.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what you can do? You can go to Rite Aid or whatever and get some Primatene Mist. That'll help.
Yeah.
It's an asthma inhaler.
Okay.
You can try that.
Okay,
it'll,
I will.
It'll
thanks.
Calm
yeah,
you down.
It's so annoying. It's like I have to take deep breaths and stuff sometimes, and it's scary.
Well,
it's like I can't get enough air.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly. You need to go to the doctor because that's bad.
Because
but just for temporary relief, just breathe on that a couple times a day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember, you've been not really feeling well since Thanksgiving.
I'm like, oh, my gosh,
you
guys are we sick?
Yeah, because remember, I was sick the first part of December with that cough and...
Yeah, remember, I lost my voice there for a while,
My mom also said they are seeing a lot of locations. My mom said they are seeing a lot of locations of the cough, and that kind of flu that doesn't go away. For more than it goes away after a month, and you don't feel one.
Yeah.
Do you have a female doctor?
Oh man, sorry, I'm taking a drink. What?
You have
do
a
have
female
what?
Doctor.
No, I have a male doctor.
Okay, switch. Go to a woman doctor.
Okay.
They're the only ones who listen. I swear to God, I've gone to a lot of doctors. And I only get women doctors now.
I gotta say, I kind of agree. I have a male doctor, but I'm seeing a nurse practitioner also.
Oh yeah,
I think the nurse practitioner is so excellent.
Yes.
Because I just had a problem with my heart, and I had to go for a stress test. And the nurse practitioner was so concerned about me. She scared me, saying it might be a blockage.
Wow.
She scared me with saying it was a blockage, and I was concerned, but at least she said something to me. At least she told me something. And I think the female is more concerned, and I think they show more
concern.
Yes,
they listen.
Well, sure.
Listen.
I mean, I have a male doctor that I've been going since I was 12. He's great. And last week, my grandma was freaking me out because she had to go get her neck biopsied because they said to make sure it wasn't clogged for a whole thing, like a neck and whole thing combined.
Mm-hmm.
So, she had that done on Friday all weekend long, you guys. I'm serious. She's like, okay, I think my number's up. And I'm like, Grandma, stop it. Your number is not.
Well, you know, it could be just her being scared.
And I said, Grandma, you cannot do anything to Tuesday. Worry about it. It's only going to upset you more. And, you know, think about something funny. And
guys, I'm going to have to hang up.
You better take care
of
the doctor, okay?
To the doctor.
I'll talk to you guys later. Sorry, bye.
Bye.
Chrissy, I hope you're all right.
My gosh.
Bye.
What is it? RSV? What is it? The respiratory system virus?
Yep. The one that babies usually get?
Yeah.
The whooping cough?
No.
RSV is a whole different thing. Usually they put kids in the hospital if they get it.
Yeah, she's sick.
Not to gross everyone out, but when I was a little baby, I had like crooped or something
too.
Like, and I almost died.
I had whooping cough. I had pneumonia. Yeah. I broke a rib from coughing so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I had the croup myself, Carly. I had that.
Okay. I mean, I don't remember. I was 18 months old, and my mom said I was really close to, like, dying because I was not getting better, and then they had hospitalized me. And
I was a baby, too.
Yeah. I wonder why it happened, but
we were all babies.
I want to know why now kids.
Oh, funny.
I want to know why now kids never have the chicken pox, and we did growing up. I got it, bad experience. I hate chicken pox. But why don't kids these days ever have? You hardly ever hear of chicken pox.
Do. They have chicken pox.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
When my
daughter
was in school,
like
there was always an outbreak and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's so much better when you're younger to have that.
Yes.
My sister,
especially boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, my sister was, I guess she must have been maybe 31 or so when she got chickenpox.
That's
her son's
too.
Got it. Brought it
I
home.
I purposely got mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, my grandfather.
My daughter
hasn't
had it, but she gets a shot every year.
My grandfather had it twice because he had his spleen taken out. And I guess when you don't have a spleen, I guess that did. But, you know, I feel so sorry for him having twice. And, you know, his lifetime, and because my mom sent him down to, for my mom only had three of us with chicken pox. I mean, with four kids and chicken pox.
Yeah,
my dad was working. My mom's like, I was miserable. And my mom's like, oh, you call me, are you tired? No. And then my mom would send me a Benadryl at like 9 o'clock at night, and then I would be out. So, you guys, we are getting laid on. And, you know, Monday, you know, God, I am the SoCal Fund, the Alabama Fund is gone. You know.
Who's hitting their phone?
I have no idea.
Not me.
Christy? Christy, what time did you go? What time did you go on for Ladies on Radio?
In 10 minutes, and I'm praying my computer loads properly because,
you're
giving me issues, so I may be operating from my iTouch. I have no idea.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to be on TalkShoe?
I'm going to be on Blog Talk and then TalkShoe.
I'll be on TalkShoe.
Oh, my God, I'm going to kill this fucking computer. This computer, never buy HP. Fourth shit. Just telling you now. Wow. Never bought HP.
I've always had good luck with HP.
I haven't.
Well, HP can kick my ass.
Carly, did you check your text message? Carly,
what?
I sent you a text. I sent you a text message.
I know. I'm looking. I know. Sorry.
I mean, it was breaking news. Like, I almost. What time is it now? Like, about
what's
30 minutes ago.
News?
All right.
Okay.
What's breaking news?
Breaking news. PPN talks again with. I have to pull.
Yeah. You want me to say it, Carly?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, based on the ratings for One Life to Live this week, apparently Nelson put on his Facebook saying that Prosper Park was in talks again with the AFTRA. Yeah, I think that's what it was. About getting One Life to Live put back on the air.
Good.
So, here we go again. So, maybe, fingers crossed, guys, maybe next week on the news, maybe I will have an exclusive or something and I'll text everybody and put it on the
I love it.
I love it.
Cool. Well, cool. You know, Kathy, I thought you were so sweet when you said last night on Twitter that, you know, you look forward to every Friday night and stuff. Because, you know, this Friday night thing is great.
I do.
I told you the same thing on Twitter
email
or something.
I got to
get going.
Amy, why are you okay, Amy?
Honey,
no,
I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's what you do. Well, I hope it's not freezing when you get up because they
it'll be
freezing.
I get up before the birds. I call it the crack of midnight.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been cold here, too, in Massachusetts. It's been freezing.
Yeah.
We had a warm day.
Has it been cold for you guys? Yeah, it was, like, close to 65 degrees in Baltimore, and it's supposed to be like this for the whole week.
It's going to be low 60s.
It's going to be 50 tomorrow, someone said, here in Massachusetts. I heard that. I didn't see it on the news.
I don't know, but you go out my door, it's so raw and nasty.
Maryland has snow, Carly.
What?
I said on Wednesday, because that's when I got news about Justin Timberlake, it snowed for a little bit, and I was like, Carly wished the snow on Maryland, and you know, then Justin Timberlake gets engaged. I'm like, what's next? And then, you know, it's nice and 65 degrees here. So, you know, it's all good.
Kathy.
All right, ladies, I'm going to let you go.
Good night.
Good night, Amy.
Kathy, didn't you get snow? Oh, Silo was ever in Massachusetts, thought. On the news, it said the East Coast got dumped, like, from New York to, I don't remember where, but they
Kentucky didn't.
Yeah.
We got flakes. We got snowflakes.
We got nothing. We got nothing.
We had some flurries, but it didn't even cover the grass.
Nope.
No, we got nothing.
Carly, I just texted you. You might have to do me a favor.
Okay, what is the favor? Oh, I thought I'm kidding. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, because this is not looking good.
Uh-oh. Bummer.
Oh, no.
Unless I try to do it. I could do it from my iTouch. It's just very, things can happen on my iTouch. It's I have a very small window. It's not like a normal computer.
Well, can you keep it on Blog Talk and it'll be okay?
Well, yeah, but Blog Talk only lasts so long, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
went, so.
I
don't know if I can do talk to you, so, but.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, Chris.
My computer issues, so. Yeah, so I'm asking Carly to save the day for me.
Of course, I will save the day for you. I always save the day for you. Remember that. Remember when I'm going off on someone next time, you're just supposed to say yes, Carly, but even if I'm wrong, you have to lie and say that,
Christy,
yeah.
Christy, are you going to post the link on Twitter?
I have already.
Oh, okay, I'll look.
I think.
I'll look
on my page.
Okay.
For
TalkShoe,
I did post it before this Time Cali stuff happened.
TalkShoe, I'll send you the link.
Wait, we are doing blog talk.
I emailed
on
it out too, so if you're on my mailing list, you should get both things.
Yeah, I got both.
Okay, so do okay, you guys. So we end now, so I can set up really quick.
Yeah,
well,
you got to do that, Carly.
What time did you have a schedule for?
In 4 minutes, so you better hurry.
Okay, yeah, okay, you guys, tune me into Late Night Radio in 4 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.